Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back, guys. DGS trying to go fairly politics-free. So far, so good. That's a good hour, but man, feels a lot later than 407. Our buddy Trish Gazelle from 102.5 KZK joins us now, and it's kind of a running joke because Trish broadcasts from home. Most people do now, and she has like this little machine that, you know, she speaks to us on and does her stuff. And while we're waiting for her to pop up, we can hear what she's doing. And it sounds like when Tony Stark built the first Iron Man suit in the cave.
100%.
Wait, do it. Like, do some sound effects, because okay, I can't hear it in my headphones.
There's no... There's not a gong in here, so I don't even know how to...
Oh, my God.
There was... I mean,
do you know, I can't hear any of that.
Like a gong. Like, it sounded yeah. like... It sounded like...
Like you're about, oh, it was probably this.
You're wearing a kimono.
Yes, that's yes. it. What is yeah. that? What is that? It's,
I'm setting my phone on the TV tray that my laptop's on. But I cannot hear any of that in my headphones. You know when your mic usually picks up any noises you're making? For yeah. some reason, so I can't hear when I snorted over that one song or when I put my phone. I can't hear any of it. So
Rachel,
I don't know what's
what
going on.
What does she do more than anything?
sighs into the mic.
This.
Constantly. Here he goes.
I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing there.
You did it at the beginning of this segment.
Yeah,
when we were on the air already. Like, as yeah. Dave is introducing you, yeah. you, if people were listening, as Dave is introducing you, before you spoke, you hear this. Well, as Dave's talking, you hear.
I think I'm just breathing and it's picking it up. I swear.
Remember last week we did. There was like the Black Sabbath song, and in the pause in the Black Sabbath, Trish went.
Yeah, I.
Yeah.
I thought I sniffed or something over REO Speedwagon or something. I don't know. I can't even hear that, and I don't know I'm doing it. I apologize. I won't breathe for this entire segment.
Can you put your phone down one more time?
See, that's it.
In my mind, this is ruined, because in my mind, she's wearing a kimono, having tea, and she's
like, exactly what I'm doing.
It's a ceremonial thing.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing. I didn't want to say that I was doing that, so I made up the whole phone thing.
Very she is a very emo Buddhist, and she's like, oh, God. Nirvana, whatever. Fine.
Am I supposed to meditate for these people calling me all the time?
Boom, boom, boom. Boom.
What is your TV tray made of?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
It's wood. It's like one of those wood ones.
What is it made of? Sitting on?
It's Captain America's shield.
A carpet, a rug.
Wow, that's amazing.
I think it's because I have the microphone on a metal arm, which is connected. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Like this metal arm has given me some reverb.
So are you sitting on the floor?
No, I'm sitting in a chair.
Oh, just because the tray's on the ground. I didn't know if you were like Chris.
Oh, no, like a TV. No, you know, like a TV table.
Oh, the whole table. I'm with yeah. Rachel. I got you now.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Tell the us, thing I usually eat dinner us, on in front of the
still,
TV, but
we are
I'm working
still
on
no
it.
Closer to figuring out what's going on.
So, wait a minute.
I just assumed her whole setup was on timpani drums or something.
That's what it sounds like.
So, your dinner table is also your work desk, which is also a TV tray.
Which is also a bongo drum.
Which is also a steel drum from Jamaica.
I actually have a table, but I mean, it's just me. I'm not going to sit at the table by myself and eat dinner. That's ridiculous.
Boom.
Whatever.
Whatever.
You guys. I mean, why did I even do this?
You don't need this.
Okay, we get it. We get it. I sighed and I make a lot of noise.
Like it.
No, it's Tony. He's always got to take it one step too far.
I think I see why she's eating dinner alone.
Oh, stop. Having a bad reaction to being relentlessly mocked.
Well, you guys have picked on each other enough all day. It's like a new person's in the room. Like,
yeah. Absolutely.
This is the only thing that unites us, Trish.
One that can't get to us.
Hey, let's all gang up on Trish when she calls. Is that what the conversation was?
Boy, she's real stupid, isn't she? Yeah. All right, what do you got for us?
Ooh. Nothing. I got nothing. No. Okay, so a couple of movies have been pushed back. You probably heard about the James Bond one, No Time to Die. That's been pushed back. It was supposed to be released over Easter weekend, but they pushed it back until November.
Oh, man.
And then the other one, and this is a two-parter because I got another story about this. So the prequel to The Sopranos, they're making a movie, a prequel to the TV show called The Many Saints of Newark. And that was supposed to come out in March. And now that's coming out in September. And it will come out in theaters and HBO Max at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I was doing some reading today and I fell kind of down a hole. But David Chase, the creator of The Sopranos, was doing an interview about the show. And the Journey song at the end, Don't Stop Believing, almost didn't make it into the movie two times. And the first time was because he had three songs in mind. He said he couldn't remember the first one, but it was between Don't Stop Believin' and Al Green's Love and Happiness to play at the end. So he asked his crew, they were like driving in a van and they were like, hey, he's like, hey, what about Journey, Don't Stop Believin'? They're like, oh God, no, that's so cheesy. And he was like, well, I'm totally doing it now because he thought of that song as like a guilty pleasure. Mm-hmm. So a few weeks before it almost was Al Green's Love and Happiness and some other song he can't remember. But a few weeks before, he sent it a request to Neil Sean and Steve Perry. Hey, can we use this song? And we may have talked about this before, but I saw Steve Perry doing an interview and confirmed it and looked it up. But he said he didn't want to do it if the family was going to get whacked at the end. So he said, for me to agree for you to use the song, you have to tell me how it ends. So they kind of went, but he goes, I swear I won't tell anybody, but I have to know how this song's being used. So they kind of went back and forth. And of course, David Chase didn't want to tell anybody how the show was going to end, but he finally gave in because he really wanted it, told Steve Perry, and he was like, okay, I'll let you use it. He just didn't want that song associated with the whole family getting whacked of that show.
So that means that Tony Soprano didn't die?
Not necessarily. It means we didn't see him die, but I don't know that that was like giving away a spoiler. I just think he meant like, if the whole family's going to get whacked on camera, okay. Right. I don't want this song to be used.
I get that.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Man, I was mad about that. That was like before you could binge watch stuff. It was Sunday night with Sopranos and that was it. And I watched it all the way through and was so invested and I've warmed to the ending, but when it...
What mega show has ended positively?
Maybe
the Game of Thrones thing was a debacle.
Yeah, Seinfeld.
Well, I'll give you one that wasn't as popular, but 6 Feet Under had a great ending on HBO.
Justified.
Yeah, nobody watched that.
Show,
great.
But that had a super good ending. Again, like 6 Feet Under, nobody watched it. So.
Well, I love the Sopranos ending. I think it was great. I thought my cable went out. I was like, oh, what? And then after I thought about it, I'm like, how else would this? I really did. I thought my cable went out. How else would this show end? I thought it was brilliant. I know some people hate it, but did you hear that again?
No, here's how that went. Don't stop.
Bong, 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 bong. The cable went out. Bong, bong.
So you heard a noise. I didn't even move.
Trish, they're just being terrible.
Yes.
They're just being
They are terrible.
Terrible
human beings, and this is the last time. Unless it's only Sue and Rachel and Andrew in the world. Oh, now Andrew's chiming in. Forget it.
Jess on Twitter says Trish should do
ASMR.
What's that?
Maybe that would help Dave fall asleep if he could listen to a recording.
Like this.
Yeah, but with the bongs.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, tap on the mic for us.
Trish's ASMR.
This is so stupid.
You guys are dumb.
Do you people really like this?
I like.
This is
what?
So
Did my
dumb.
Cable go out?
I like of all of the words in the English language, all the sexy things she could have done, she went, tippa, 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 tippa.
Okay, so this is my. Is this? How do you hold the mic?
Let me tell you something else about this. Tony, is this Tony again? Tony again, going way too far.
What?
I want to say something else about music because I started watching the Bee Gees documentary, which I'm not a huge Bee Gees fan. I know the hits, you know, whatever. But it's really good. I got through half of it. And they wrote, before they became popular, they wrote To Love Somebody for Otis Redding, which when you think about it and hear, kind of try to hear Otis Redding sing that song, it totally makes sense. But Otis Redding died before he could record it.
Oh, man. I really want to watch that show.
Can you sing us a line of it? I don't know that one.
You don't know To Love Somebody?
Not a
There's a light, a certain kind of light. You don't know that?
Get to the chorus.
No, I can't. I can't sing. He's just doing that so he can embarrass me singing.
Oh, no, no. Now I got it. That is very Bee Gees-ish.
They did sing it, Dave. Yeah, they, Bee Gees did it. They wrote it for Otis Redding.
It could have been a great Otis Redding song.
I can really hear the Bee Gees singing. Yeah.
Because they did.
I mean, that totally could have been a Bee Gees hit.
Let me give you another one, and we may have talked about this, too. You know Every Time You Go Away by Paul Young?
Is that? Yes, is Every that time,
No. It's Daryl Hall. He wrote that, but if you you could hear Daryl Hall singing that, Every Time You Go Away.
I can hear
Paul
Young.
I totally can.
I can hear Paul Young singing it, too.
Like the Bee Gees. Yeah, the Bee Gees may have done that one, too. I could hear the Bee Gees doing that.
Speaking of ASMR, some people have this condition. Rach, they email you and say, I can't stand when you guys eat. I can't stand that sound.
They hate the snorting the most.
Okay. Oh, boy. That hit me right in the chest.
Yeah.
I have that. Like, I'm not going to run out of the room, but ASMR is the opposite of sexy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just.
Agreed.
Something about it is very off-putting.
I like it when the whole, when the girls have, like, their nails done and they'll, like, click on something into the mic.
Yeah, no.
You know what, though? I don't think it's necessarily supposed to be sexy.
Here we go.
Like, I don't think you're going after.
Andrew.
What?
All the most popular ASMR girls are, like, 19.
Yeah. You find me an ASMR star who's a big hog and we'll talk.
They don't exist.
Welcome to my ASMR channel. Here you go.
Got some ASMR farts ready to go.
You ever wonder what it sounds like to eat a banquet fried chicken?
Got some head ham here.
Tippity 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 two.
Tippity 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 tippity.
Tippity 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 two.
I like it when Trish does it.
I don't mind it when Trish does it. I'll be honest.
Tell us we're stupid again. I liked that.
You guys are stupid. No, that was Tony. I said you're dumb, 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 dumb,
that's
dumb,
right.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
Okay, yeah, this I like.
This is good. Andrew's like, maybe it is sexual.
I have never been stoned and felt this stoned. I am straight up wide.
Welcome back to Fat Tony's ASMR channel.
You like baked Lays?
Today I'm going to hit a frozen pizza with a hammer.
Today I'll be drinking a gallon of barbecue sauce.
I don't think ASMR is necessarily sexy.
We'll start with the ball peen.
Move on to the claw.
Then we'll go to the rubber mallet.
Oh, seriously, man. Just Google ASMR and the top 15 girls who pop up are like 19-year-old models.
It's like the furry thing. Like, oh, yeah, no, furries.
It's not about sex.
No, there's no sexual stuff here. It's just
remember they had that, wasn't it Bud Light did it with Zoe Kravitz?
A commercial? Right.
It was one of their products, Budweiser, one of theirs. And Zoe Kravitz did a whole commercial on TV doing that.
ASMR?
Yeah.
Bye, Bud Light.
Whole commercial on the TV, huh?
Tip-a-tip-a-tip. Leave her alone. Stop.
God. I know, really, Andrew. That was not necessary.
Sorry, it wasn't. I'm sorry.
Trish, do you have one more for us?
Yeah.
Please.
I don't know if I should do Madonna or White Castle.
White Castle.
White Castle.
All right. So you know how they do the romantic Valentine's Day dinners where you can reserve a table?
Yes.
Yeah.
So this year's got to be a little bit different. excuse me. So they're doing drive-ins where you reserve a parking spot and car hops come out.
Oh, that's
so you cool. have to reserve it, though. Yeah. And so they're doing the whole drive-in thing. And it's called Slider Lover's Point. That's what
cute.
They're naming it.
I
yeah,
have come so close to doing that. Like, you guys know me. You guys know that that's
why
totally...
am I not surprised?
I know, yes. right? Like, I want so badly to go and do the, like, where you sit down. I hear it's great. Like, I hear it's really nice. Like, the staff does a great job, and it's, like, a lot of fun and goofy. And
well, you should do it.
Well, I mean,
no, he should not. You know why? Because he's the guy who would leave one in the back seat of his car. I've seen your car. I know that a year from now we will find a White Castle in the back of your car.
Yeah. Oh, assuming he doesn't currently go to White Castle.
I know
that.
What you thought. I thought when she said leave one,
I know
she
meant poop.
Yeah, I did too.
What?
I did too.
And I was
I was gonna be like Trish. Now we all know Andrew's a bit of an animal, but
no,
he's
I
not gonna leave
that.
One.
He's
in
not
the
just
White
gonna
Castle
eat
booth.
White Castle on Valentine's Day and then crap in his back seat.
Right. Also, Trish, you think I'm not eating all the White Castles? I mean, come on.
Oh, you know, you might have a piece of one fall off. And it goes under your car, a fry or two.
So
he's
anyway.
Got a sombrero back there. So
there's
who knows what's
definitely
in there.
Some fries in there. I mean, I'm not going to say there's no fries.
Happy Valentine's Day, Megan. I'm just going to get in the back and drop a deuce.
This is the Valentine's Day special of Fat Tony's ASMR channel.
Don't look in the back seat.
You guys are all in for a real treat because we just had
God.
White Castles.
We're totally going to go home and do it right
tip
now.
Tip it, tip it, too. I'm going to leave one just for you.
I got a turtle head poking out.
Ew, gross. That's so gross.
All this stuff in the backseat, you'll never even see it.
You're the only person
can't
who
do
can't
it.
Do pud liquor.
I can't do the voice.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I have thoroughly enjoyed this, Trish. I want to thank you.
Oh,
for
this has been great.
Thank you, Trish.
Bye.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh boy, we're a lot better. We don't talk about politics. Andrew really made me laugh on the break. We're talking about Trish works from home all day and then she's home by herself at night and drive me crazy. And Andrew's like, oh yeah. Like, when I'm alone on a Sunday, like, I just have had enough, and I have to get up and get out, and I really thought he was going to say, do a home project, or, and he goes, I just got to get up and get out and get some ice cream. I love you.
Or any kind of snack. Generally, it is a snack, yes. You need some donuts or something. But yeah, you just got to get out of the house.
Where do you
go
for ice cream?
Shivers.
Okay, I've heard of it.
Godfrey Road, it's not far from me.
Yeah.
That's probably the number one. And then
what's your go-to? What do you get?
Mint chocolate chip. That's my favorite.
Me too.
I love mint chocolate chip. Lint
chocolate. I don't like mint.
I don't either.
I love mint chocolate chip. I just can't eat it anymore.
Dave Murray, what about you?
Rainbow sherbet is my favorite.
For love of God.
Ugh. How do you feel about mint?
You offended, Sue.
My ice cream. I know.
Oh, wow. Dave. That's
I was feeling... I was feeling pretty good because, you know, over the years and years and years I've been with you guys, you have succeeded in bringing me down into the gutter quite well. And now you brought Trish down into the gutter, too. I just...
Hot potato.
Hot potato time. Mm-hmm.
New rules. Okay. We're not going to count it, but it's basically a one and a two and an answer and a two and a three and an answer, okay?
Yep.
And whatever the category is, which I'm about to give you, which was Rach's idea the other day, we'll all decide if it fits.
Okay.
It's majority rules.
Got it.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to start. Going to go to Rachel. Going to start with me, then Dave,
okay,
then Andrew.
Okay, this
for some reason in my mind, Dave's to my right.
Wait, okay. I don't get it. What's the rhythm thing?
It's about you. You can't, like, just wait forever and squawk.
Oh, okay.
You have to, like, give an actual answer.
I wonder I didn't get this.
You have
it seems so
you
foreign.
Get the answer
and
comes in,
yes,
and then you get a one and a two and an answer.
We're going to give you an 18 you count, so. Rock bands. Beatles.
Dave Murray. Two.
Oh, it's Dave Murray, yeah.
Sorry. You two.
The Rolling Stones.
AC/DC.
But that was mine.
And a
I don't like that countdown
and a five,
thing.
And a six, and a seven.
She's out.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Led Zeppelin.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I thought I had to be a band.
It does. I'm out too.
Wow.
Dave Murray.
Dave Murray.
Huey Lewis in the News.
Barely Civil.
Oh,
ooh,
God.
Oh, we can just start.
We're doing that.
Jeez.
What? Are they not a band?
I don't
know.
I
mean, you guys don't know, but I do.
Soul Kiss.
What about Nirvana?
Dave Murray, you're after Rachel now.
Beach Boys.
Pearl Jam.
Soundgarden.
Rage Against the Machine. And
me.
One and
Dave,
a two.
Yes.
Oh, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Hall & Oates.
The Urge. Rock? You don't like Hall & Oates?
I think it's
a duo.
Duo.
I love Hall & Oates.
They play music together in a group. They're banded together for their love of rocking out.
That's a duo.
Vote. I vote no.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think for the essence of time, we have to vote no.
Okay.
Like, we need to be strict.
Is it my turn?
Stricter than usual.
I accept.
Smashing Pumpkins.
The Electric Light Orchestra.
The Monkees.
Hole. I don't know why that's the top of my brain.
Are the Monkees a band?
Give that to Dave.
They were fake. The Monkees were a fake band.
Give it a rest, Chief.
What?
They released music.
Dave Murray, you're up.
Oh, Keola Beamer.
Is that a person or a band?
Yeah, we don't know what that is.
What?
That's really a person.
There you go.
He's a Hawaiian music
band. Oh, okay.
Korn.
Weezer.
Stained.
Oh, gosh. Nickelback, I'm sorry.
It's okay, it's one.
Hole in Nickelback.
I don't know. Nickelback. I
got
to throw a flag.
Mesh.
I got to throw a flag on Nickelback.
Well, that's a band.
They're rock.
Okay, go ahead, Tony.
Tony's.
Mesh.
I'm trying to
R.E.M.
All the
local bands. You win. I don't want to think about it anymore.
It's hard. And a one and a two, my hands are sweating.
Yeah. Nice job.
How
way
about
go,
Thomas?
Rach.
Couldn't get one.
You know what I was trying to think of?
She Rick left
Springfield,
going in the back seat.
Then I'm like, he's not a band.
And I said AC/DC, so and you had
and
it.
I had AC/DC.
Yeah, my picks were Led Zeppelin, Hole, Nickelback, REM. What was the other one? Gosh.
You had some weird ones.
Mine were Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
I was all over the dang place.
That's all right. You still won. Nice job.
Oof. All right. Well, you want to take a break?
Let's do. First, let's all do On the Way Out. Instead of music, let's do some... Trish Gazelle ASMR.
Okay, ready?
Thanks, Dave.
Welcome back, guys. BGS. Happy Tuesday. A few minutes past 6 p.m. I think you played Weezer yesterday, and I think I said this. Wow, they used to be good. Do you guys think, being creative people, that every creative people, person, every band of creative people, ourselves included, Weezer, Foo Fighters, Beatles, they just have so much on the shelf and then they don't? Because, like The Simpsons, I haven't watched The Simpsons in 10 years and I think it sucks. And that's stupid because I haven't watched it in 10 years. Carl Middleman was making the argument the other day that one of the best ones ever was on the other day, and he and Andrew were having like a real argument about it. But yeah, if the Beatles had stayed together, would they just be putting out crap music by now?
Probably.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have, a lot of those types of creatives have one thing that they are brilliant at. But no matter how brilliant you are at one thing, that one thing is going to
wear thin.
Yeah, have a yeah. lifespan.
That's a good way to put it.
And some have been able to have that next level, and they can evolve, and they can move out of that one lane. But most
so
people, most
either,
brilliant people, I think, are brilliant at one thing.
So you have your Nirvanas who blow up and then go away, obviously because of Kurt Cobain's suicide. Mm-hmm. Then you have bands like the Rolling Stones who blow up and then they spend the rest of their career playing their songs from when they blew up. I have no problem with that. Mm-hmm. And then you have people who blow up and then disband and just never come back.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But do you have anyone? Who would you say off the top of your head is the most successful, longest-running band who still puts out good stuff? Or until the end of their career, they put out good stuff?
Hmm. It's a good question.
Yeah.
No one jumps to mind, do they?
U2 changed up. I mean, I'm not a huge U2 fan, but judging by like album sales and being able to stay relevant, their albums changed a lot as they went through their career, and they had very popular albums decades after their first ones that sounded a lot different. They weren't just doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. The Red Hot Chili Peppers kind of did the same thing. Mm-hmm. I really don't like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but they did it.
And they'll still put out a good song from time to time. Like, I don't think they're putting out, like, you got to go get the new Chili Peppers album. But they'll have
changed.
A good hit. Yeah, they've adjusted.
Yeah, they don't sound the same.
Man, the Foo Fighters sure do sound the same. And my big beef with the Foo Fighters is there's six people in that band now. Like, your whole thing is power chords. You need three.
I think I might be in the Foo Fighters.
Maybe four if you're feeling generous. But, like, Pat Smear was just like, I would like to be back in the band, please. And Dave Grohl was like, get on in here, buddy. And it's just grown. And, yeah, I mean, I love the Foo Fighters music. But I haven't been able to enjoy anything since. Wasting Light was a great example of like, dang, they're still doing it 20 years in. They're still good. And then they put out a couple more things where it's like, this is just boring. This is kind of the same thing over and over again. For me, Weezer is one of my favorite bands. The problem is they haven't really changed that much. They're still doing like, Buddy Holly is a goofy song. And when that's one of the first things you're putting out or it's on your second or third album, it's like, this is so fun. But then when you keep doing just that, it's all, they're almost in like Weird Al territory at this point where it's like, here comes a new goofy old Weezer song. I still like them, but
it's also,
they could have changed.
It's very difficult to capture that 22-year-old ironic,
yes,
funny angst when you're 52.
And you're a millionaire.
Yes.
And it's hard to get out. And it's hard to get past that.
Yeah.
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you can have a number one smash hit that everybody's going to remember and you can make a career off of, but it's going to be a goofy novelty song. You're stuck.
Yeah.
I don't know who can, you know, I disagree with R.E.M. on this, but that's why R.E.M.
Like Bowling for Soup was never going to be a long-term.
Right. But that's why R.E.M. won't play Stand at concerts and kind of distance themselves from it right after it became a hit. Because it was so, like, silly and goofy, and they were like, we don't want to get stigmatized as the silly, goofy band. We want to be taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with them on that, but I think that thought process works. If you're, especially if that's how you're introduced as this funny band, like you said, especially if you're introduced as this funny band in your 20s, it's hard to try to be, no, I'm in my 50s now and I'm very serious and I have very serious music. No, you're not. You're the people who made, you know, Eat My Shorts or whatever, you know, like goofy songs.
So speaking of creative, you have an issue with the Hulu commercial?
Yes, my favorite thing to talk about. Commercials that make us mad.
Oh, this is classic. This is classic DGS content here, like complaining about commercials and things that really mean nothing to anyone. So there's this new Hulu commercial, and it's basically a rap song, by Dame Dala, and it's a great song. Like, the commercial song is really good, but the whole message of the commercial is he's gonna rap about Hulu, and that's gonna be their commercial. And he starts rapping,
and about Hulu with the script in front of them. They're like, no. We've added stuff to Hulu. It's not just live sports anymore. It's you can get these shows, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay, fine. Start the song back up. And they start the song. He starts rapping again. And they're like, no. You need to add this, that, too. And he's like, no, that's too much. And then his manager opens a big suitcase of money. And he's like, we can make that work, right? And he's like, yeah, we can make that work. And then the song is Hulu's doesn't just have live sports. It's a lifestyle. You're not allowed to rap about Hulu being a lifestyle if you're only writing the song because they're paying you to write the song. I know it's ridiculous. I know that what I'm saying is ridiculous.
So the internal ethics of the Hulu commercial bothers you.
Exactly.
Yeah, the whole point is they have to bribe him to endorse
the
them.
The whole message is Hulu is a lifestyle.
Mm.
We provide everything you need. We are here for you if you need live sports, if you need news, if you need... That's what the message is about. But the guy delivering the message is painted as only delivering the message because he's being paid to do so in your own commercial.
It's funny.
I know it's ridiculous.
Wow.
I know that it's stupid. I know what I'm saying is stupid and meaningless. It just... commercials like that bother me because they are in direct conflict with the message that they're sending. And I just think that professional writers should know that. When if you're somebody paid enough to write a professional...
Someone in the room should have said, wait a minute.
Yeah, somebody should have said there's mixed messages here, right?
Wow, listen to that. So I looked up the ad on YouTube.
Song is... awesome.
We'll play it in a second.
The beat and everything
here.
is really well done.
So Rose on YouTube disagrees, Tony. She says, one of the best advertisements I've come across in my entire life. I literally had to stop the video I was watching and find this masterpiece so I could share it with my friends. Thanks, Hulu.
The song rocks. The song is great.
Amy says, every video I watch has a 75% chance this ad pops up. And personally, I hate ads personally, but this ad is dope, unlike other ads.
It's a dope song. Hulu show my team hit a game winner. I seen a walk off for a series clincher.
Hulu has live sports. Hulu. Damn, that was dope, but it's Hulu doesn't just have live sports.
Hulu doesn't just have live sports.
You also have to say 65 live channels, plus Hulu's entire streaming library.
I don't know.
I love that they're trusting him to freestyle this.
Work, right? He's like, I don't know. And then that, when he says, we can make that work, right? He's got a big suitcase full of cash.
It is catchy.
It's a great song. It's a great song. But Hulu's not a lifestyle for you. You're getting paid to write it. And that's okay. We all know that. But you're putting that in the commercial. I know it's stupid. I know that my issues with this are dumb.
What? I have a question. Let me make it even dumber. We've all seen eat the rich, get out the guillotine, all this dumb ultra left wing rhetoric online, which none of these people are actually ever going to do anything. But they need to shut up because it's tacky and classless. How come they don't go after commercials like that where it's literally a briefcase of money for an athlete to rat? You know what I mean? To me, that's an obscene flashing of wealth that kind of makes me go, ugh. Sorry to bring the mood down, everyone else.
Let me paint with a broad brush. I would guess that if there was a way to know this, that most of the people in modern society, television, the whole bit, who flash cash... eat the rich, are liberals. I mean, there are a whole lot of wealthy conservatives, but they're typically conservative. Does that make sense? See what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Most people with yachts and, Lamborghinis and things like that, I think a lot of them would be from the entertainment sports industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always have a hard time, marrying those two thoughts of, people get very mad when you're hoarding wealth. But to me, nothing says hoarding wealth than a briefcase full of cash that you're just handing. Especially in rap culture, it's like, okay, you get a stack for this. Oh, I can pay for that, blah, blah, blah. It's just throwing your money away. I guess if you're sharing the wealth in that case, it makes people less angry. But it's one of those things where I see and I'm like, that seems like kind of an unhealthy way to feel about money too. And that's capitalism too. But everyone leaves that alone.
And the way it's justified by many of them, I've seen people be presented with that, like, well, you have all this money. Why are you not evil? And the standard answer is, I earned it. I'm the one who was great at this sport. I'm the one who made these records. But they don't. But that same excuse doesn't carry over to, well, I started a business. I earned it in a bit. No, you made your fortune off the backs of the people that work for you. I made my fortune on my own.
And obviously, to me, I disagree with that.
Yeah, I think when you say I earned it, I think you, and some people have, like, we've seen like Lil Wayne and 50 Cent and these other, like, now I know, you know, now I know what how it feels. I earned this money. People are now demonizing me. So some people have made the connection, but many don't, at least in the interviews and excuses that I've seen given.
Man, we overanalyze stuff. Everyone else watched that video and was like, this is so fun. And Tony's like, it's not a lifestyle. And I'm like, the wealthy just are rubbing it in our face all the time.
The song is dope. I will give everybody that. The message just makes me, my brain can't help but I just have this problem that I analyze the message, and it's a mixed message.
I don't like Hulu. I have it.
I haven't. I
use it.
I don't have it.
It's like it's the farthest thing down on my decision tree.
They don't really come up with like new cool content.
Yeah, no.
I like it because I can rewatch a bunch of old stuff on it. Like that's my throw on an old season of Housewives or something while I'm cleaning my apartment. Hulu is great for that. But yeah, there's nothing that they release that I'm like really excited to see, like Netflix or
HBO
or something.
Isn't that where the Kardashians are going?
Yeah.
Because we don't currently have Hulu, I don't think. But we will now.
they're going to Hulu and Disney Plus. Yeah,
yeah, we'll be.
They
big.
Just wrapped filming on their current show like 2 days ago, and
yeah, we'll be.
We'll have to see what's next for the Kardashians and Hulu
very shortly.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.